from a camera inside your car, I went to hear about a tiny camera that's been developed for use in space, but which might easily find itself on the rear bumper of your car to help you with reversing.
Pull up to my bumper, baby, in your long black limousine.
I have in my hand what looks like a black cube. It's about the size of a sugar cube. It's hard and it's got an indentation with a hole in one side of it. Eric Fossum, we're here at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. This little cube is your baby. Can you tell me what it is?
Actually, it's called the DICE, the Digital Imaging Camera Experiment. It's a very lightweight, low mass, very low power camera that we hope to fly on future NASA missions to comets and asteroids and surface of Mars and other planets.
Now, is this a camera for taking photographs, for video, or what?
It could run both in a video mode and a snapshot sort of mode, electronic, if you will, for recording either motion or for recording just scenery.
And it's the size of a large sugar cube.
Yes, what we've been doing here at JPL is we've been trying to integrate as many of the electronics for a camera onto a single chip. So we're actually producing a camera on a chip.
What did you have to do to make this extreme miniaturization possible?
Well, there were two pieces to this puzzle. One piece was to use a technology that was suitable for integrating lots of transistors. So we're using a mainstream electronics technology called CMOS that every microprocessor and memory chip is made out of. That's a change from what people have used in the past. People currently use charge-coupled devices or CCDs. That's what you find in your normal camcorder. That uses a very special process. Here we've tried to use the more conventional process, and yet we also want to achieve very good performance. So we also had to design the pixel or picture element circuitry to get the best possible performance.
Now, this is just a cube at the moment, but presumably it would have some wires sticking out of the back of it if you wanted to wire it into any kind of system like a spacecraft.
Yes, it would need some sort of cable that comes out of the back of the camera, either to go to a computer or spacecraft computer, or it might even just go to an antenna for broadcasting to some relatively nearby location.
Now, because it's very small, does that mean that ultimately, if you were able to mass produce it, it could be inexpensive?
Yes, our hope is that this sort of camera, if applied to consumer-type applications, would cost between maybe $20 or $30 a piece.
Now, where would we be likely to see these cameras?
Well, of course, you could use this kind of camera probably anywhere you currently see an electronic camera, but its size and mass and power allows it to be used in a lot of other applications, toys, for example. Another application would be in automotive applications, such as the rear bumpers of cars or some sort of night vision for aiding your driving at night.
So you could have cameras all around the edge of your car so that you can see in all directions.
That's right. Sort of look like spiders in the end with 8 or 20 eyeballs all around us. But basically, we're trying to extend man's vision sense.
I think I'd be a bit worried that if these cameras are getting so small, we might all be under surveillance before very long.
Oh, I don't think there'd be enough people to watch all the people that would be worried about being under surveillance. It's true that cameras already today are everywhere. You find them in your supermarkets, you go shopping for clothes, that sort of thing. Making the camera smaller does make it perhaps easier to do that, but hopefully the beneficial sides of such a camera technology will far outweigh such a negative aspect of the technology. For example, now it may be possible for you to, from your favorite computer armchair, to be able to tune into all parts of the world, see what's going on, go down the street, attend town meetings, to do some virtual shopping, to perhaps be able to visit with your grandchildren for a few minutes in the morning. That sort of activity now, I think, will become really quite possible.
So visual communications, visual telephones will be much easier with cameras like this?
Yes, I think that sort of thing will happen. Also, because of the size and the power, it's possible also for this type of camera to be used in portable applications as well. Sort of a cellular video phone, if you like.
So the wrist phones with a picture on them that I used to see in comics when I was very small actually could become reality.
I think that in the next 5 years we'll see a technology like that.